Let's close our eyes and I want to continue praying for a few more minutes.
Vamos a cerrar nuestros ojos y vamos a continuar orando por unos cuantos minutos más.
Vamos a orar. Amén.
Let's pray.
Señor, trae sanidad, Señor.
Father, bring healing, Lord.
Trae sanidad a los corazones.
Bring healing to the hearts.
Trae sanidad a las emociones.
Bring healing to the emotions.
Trae sanidad a las almas, Señor.
Bring healing to the souls, Lord.
A esos corazones que han sido lastimados.
To those hearts that have been hurt.
Que las personas puedan perdonarse a ellas mismas.
That people may be able to forgive themselves.
Cuando se han equivocado.
When they have done wrong.
Sabemos que tú nos perdonas.
We know that you forgive us.
Pero muchas veces no podemos perdonarnos a nosotros por nuestros errores.
But many times we can't forgive ourselves for our errors.
Trae sanidad, Señor.
Bring healing, Lord.
Trae sanidad en este momento.
Bring healing in this moment.
La presencia del Espíritu Santo está en este lugar muy fuerte, hermanos.
The presence of the Holy Spirit is very strong in this place.
Gracias, Señor. Aleluya.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Bendito Dios, gracias.
Heavenly Father, thank you.
Trae sanidad, Señor.
Bring healing, Lord.
Sana las mentes.
Heal the minds.
Sana los corazones.
Heal the hearts.
Sana, Señor, las almas.
Heal the souls.
Esos sentimientos, Señor.
Those emotions.
Que las personas puedan ser felices.
That people may be happy.
Que las personas puedan disfrutar la vida.
That they may enjoy life.
Que se pueda ver en su rostro la felicidad.
That you may see in their face the happiness.
Que la gente pueda ver en sus rostros que tú estás en ellos.
That others may see that you are in them, Lord.
Trae sanidad, Señor.
Bring healing, Lord.
Bendito Dios, gracias.
Heavenly Father, thank you.
Gracias, Señor. Trae sanidad.
Thank you, Lord. Bring healing.
Trae sanidad, Señor.
Bring healing.
Sana, Señor.
Heal.
Sana, Señor.
Heal, Lord.
Sana, Señor.
Heal, Lord.
Sana, Señor.
Heal, Lord.
Gracias, Señor. Aleluya.
Thank you, Lord.
Sana a tu pueblo, Señor.
Heal your people, Lord.
Sana tus ovejas, Señor.
Heal your sheep, Lord.
Sana, Señor, esas mentes, esas emociones, esos corazones.
Heal those hearts, those minds, those emotions.
Esas almas, Señor.
Those souls.
Trae sanidad.
Bring healing.
Para que puedan ser felices.
So that they may be happy.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Amén, amén.
Amen, amen.
¿Cuántos de ustedes saben que Dios es bueno?
How many of you know that God is good?
Amén, gloria a Dios. Dios es bueno, Dios es grande.
God
amén.
Is good, God is great. Amen.
Amén. Bueno, vamos a entrar a la palabra de Dios. Amén.
So let us go to the word of God.
Okay, y vamos a comenzar.
And we will begin.
Do you have it ready, brother? Right there with the title. Amén.
Vamos a empezar con el título.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Ese es. Amén. Y el mensaje es el pecado de rebelión y obstinación.
And the message is the sin of rebellion and stubbornness.
El pecado de rebelión.
The sin of rebellion.
Se puede ser rebelde a cualquier edad.
You can be rebellious at any age.
Desde la adolescencia.
From being an adolescent.
Aún los niños muchas veces pequeños son rebeldes.
Even the younger children are rebellious at times.
Los adultos.
Adults.
Y los ancianos también.
And the elderly.
Siempre hay tiempo para ser rebelde.
There is always time for being rebellious.
Todos hemos sido rebeldes.
We have all been rebellious.
Hay un problema.
There is a problem.
Cuando la persona es rebelde.
When the person is rebellious.
E insiste.
And insists.
En su rebeldía.
In the rebellion.
Entonces, ahí hay un problema grande.
Then there is a big problem.
Cuando uno es rebelde en alguna ocasión.
When we are rebellious in a particular occasion.
Uno se da cuenta de eso.
We can right away take note of that.
Y vamos ante Dios.
And we go into God.
Y pedimos perdón.
And we ask for forgiveness.
Y Dios nos perdona.
And God forgives us.
Como nuestra hermana estaba diciendo ahorita.
Like our sister was saying right now.
De que no se puede medir la distancia del oriente al occidente.
That you can't measure the distance from east to west.
Así es la misericordia de Dios.
That's how the mercy of God is.
Él nos perdona.
He forgives us.
Vamos a entrar entonces en lo que es el pecado de rebelión y obstinación.
Let's look at the sin of rebellion and stubbornness.
Y les quiero dar brevemente.
And briefly, I want to give you.
And you know that when I say briefly, it's not true.
Y cuando digo brevemente, realmente no es verdad.
Les quiero dar unos dos o tres ejemplos de casos de rebelión en la Biblia.
I want to give you one, two or three examples of rebellion in the Bible.
Y vamos a ir a la siguiente slide.
I will go on to this next slide.
Go ahead, Leslie.
And Isaiah 14, 11 through 15 says, "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will be like the Most High, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit."
Le quité algunos versículos porque estaba demasiado largo.
I took a few verses out because it was a bit long.
Si tienes tu Biblia en español, es en Isaías 14, del 11 al 15.
If you have your Bibles in Spanish, it's in Isaiah 14, 11 through 15.
Aquí nos habla el profeta Isaías de cuando Lucifer estaba en el cielo.
Here the prophet Isaiah is speaking of when Lucifer was in heaven.
Y que era un arcángel.
And he was an archangel.
Pero él se rebeló contra Dios.
But he was rebellious against God.
Y en el momento en que él pensó ser igual a Dios,
and at the moment when he wanted to be equal to God,
fue arrojado a la tierra.
He was thrown to earth.
Se rebeló.
He rebelled.
Siempre que hay rebeldía,
every time that there's rebellion,
hay consecuencias.
There are consequences.
Y son consecuencias negativas.
And they are negative consequences.
Entonces, él fue arrojado del paraíso.
So he was thrown out of heaven.
Él era un arcángel.
He was an archangel.
Se mencionan dos arcángeles en la Biblia.
There were two archangels mentioned
Miguel
in the Bible.
Y Lucifer.
Michael and Lucifer.
¿Verdad? Dos arcángeles.
Two archangels.
Entonces, hubo consecuencias.
There was consequences.
Cristo.
Christ.
Nos habla acerca de este acontecimiento mucho, mucho tiempo atrás.
He speaks of this this situation many, many times before.
Go ahead, read it.
It says in Luke 10:18, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven."
Dice Jesús,
Jesus said,
que él veía a Satanás caer como un rayo del cielo.
That he saw Satan fall out of heaven like lightning.
Entonces, es otro tema. Jesucristo ha existido siempre.
That's another topic, but Jesus Christ has always existed.
¿Verdad? Entonces, aquí vemos la consecuencia de la rebelión de Satanás y muchos ángeles que con él fueron arrojados fuera del paraíso.
And here we see the consequences of the rebellion of Satan and many other angels that were also cast out of heaven.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
In Genesis 2:16-17, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die."
Aquí tenemos otro ejemplo de rebeldía.
Here is another example of rebellion.
Dios le dice al hombre y a la mujer.
God tells man and his woman.
Porque eran una sola carne.
Because they were one.
Que no debían de comer de ese fruto de ese árbol.
That they were not to eat of the fruit of that tree.
Pero ellos comieron de ese fruto.
But they ate from the fruit.
Desobedecieron.
They were disobedient.
Y hubo consecuencias.
And there were consequences. Okay. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat."
Si usted lee todo ese pasaje,
if you read that entire passage,
se va a dar cuenta.
You will find out.
Y ustedes ya lo han leído.
And many of you have already read it.
De que entró la muerte por ese pecado.
That death came through that sin.
Vino la maldición. Curse.
Curse came upon them.
Vino la maldición sobre la tierra.
Over the earth.
¿Verdad? Y vino el sufrimiento para el hombre.
And suffering came for man.
Dios no maldijo al hombre.
God didn't curse the man.
Pero maldijo la tierra.
But he cursed the earth.
Y fueron echados fuera del Edén.
And they were cast out of Eden.
Y entonces entró la muerte.
And then death came through.
Entró el pecado.
Sin came through.
Por causa de la desobediencia.
Because of their disobedience.
Por la rebelión.
Because of the rebellion.
A lo que Dios había establecido y que había mandado.
Of what God had established and said thereof.
Amén. Entonces, siempre hay consecuencias por la rebelión.
And there are always consequences for rebellion.
Y ahorita voy a hablar de que también Dios nos da la oportunidad de ser perdonados.
And I will also speak that God also gives us the opportunity to be forgiven.
Pero primero quiero hablar acerca de las consecuencias de la rebelión.
But first I will speak of the consequences of rebellion. Nevertheless, in Romans 5:14-19 says, "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if thou the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous."
Un hombre fue desobediente.
One man was disobedient.
Fue rebelde.
He was rebellious.
Amén.
Amen.
Entonces, se necesitaba otro hombre.
And so another man was needed.
Que también fuera tentado.
That would also be tempted.
Como lo fue Adán.
Like Adam was.
Un segundo Adán.
A second Adam.
Pero que venciera.
But that he might overcome.
Por eso Jesucristo es nuestro Señor.
That's why Jesus Christ is our Lord.
Porque él también fue tentado.
Because he was also tempted.
En el desierto.
In the desert.
Pero él salió victorioso del desierto.
But he came out victorious from the desert.
Jesucristo
Jesus Christ
tenía esas dos naturalezas.
Had those, the two
natures.
Tenía
la naturaleza humana.
He had the human nature.
Y tenía la naturaleza divina.
And he had the divine nature.
Si no hubiera sido posible que Jesucristo pecara,
if it were not to be possible for Jesus to sin,
no hubiera sido tentado.
He wouldn't have been tempted.
Pero existía la posibilidad,
but the possibility existed,
de que él también,
that he also
cayera en pecado,
would fall into sin.
Por eso fue tentado por Satanás.
That's why he was tempted by Satan.
El primer Adán falló.
The first Adam failed.
Pero el segundo Adán, Jesús de Nazaret,
but the second Adam, Jesus of Nazareth,
él venció.
He overcame.
Por eso es nuestro Señor. Amén.
That is why he is our Lord.
Por eso nosotros le llamamos Señor a él.
That is why we call him Lord.
Entró la desobediencia por un hombre.
The disobedience came through one man.
Pero por un hombre,
but through another man,
vino la justificación.
And justification came through.
Amén. Es por eso que siempre debemos de ir a Jesucristo.
That is why we should always go to Jesus.
Porque
Christ.
Él es el que venció.
Because he is the one that overcame. Amen.
Entonces, existe esa salida.
So there is a way out.
Y esa salida es el perdón.
And that way out is forgiveness.
Cuando nosotros nos equivocamos,
when we make mistakes,
todos los que estamos aquí hemos pecado, dice la Biblia.
We all have sinned, the Bible says.
Entonces, cuando venimos ante Jesús,
so when we come unto Jesus,
nuestros pecados son limpiados.
Our sins are clean.
Lo que estaba diciendo nuestra hermana.
What our sister was
saying.
Amen.
Fue una confirmación de que ese era el mensaje que tenía que traer.
It was a confirmation to the message that I was supposed to bring.
Pero no podemos voltearnos hacia el otro lado.
But we can't turn the other way.
Y no darnos cuenta.
And not notice.
Que hay mucha rebelión.
That there is a lot of rebellion.
En las iglesias.
In the churches.
En las personas que tienen el ministerio de la música.
The people that have the minister of worship.
En los sugieres.
In the ushers.
En los maestros de escuela dominical.
In the teachers.
En los pastores.
The pastors.
Copastores.
Co-pastors.
En todas partes en el mundo.
In all places in the world.
Hay mucha rebeldía.
There is a lot of rebellion.
Hubiera más bendición.
There would be a lot more blessing.
En muchas iglesias.
In many churches.
Si mucho de las personas que están sirviendo,
if many of the people that are serving,
no estuvieran bajo el pecado de rebelión,
were not to be under the sin of rebellion.
El pecado de rebelión hace que el Espíritu Santo se constrite.
the sin of rebellion makes the Holy Spirit become upset or sad.
Entonces, el pecado de rebelión hace que muchas veces el Espíritu Santo no se manifieste como quisiera el manifestarse.
The sin of rebellion impedes the Holy Spirit of manifesting how he wants.
Aún así, muchas veces el Espíritu Santo tiene compasión de nosotros y aún así hace milagros en las iglesias o en las vidas de las personas.
Even though the Holy Spirit has compassion of us and he still makes miracles occur in the lives of people.
Aunque hay rebelión en las iglesias.
Even though there's rebellion in the church.
Porque él quiere bendecir a su gente.
Because he wants to bless his people.
Quiere bendecir a su pueblo.
He wants to bless his people.
Y muchas veces, aunque hay rebelión, Dios lo bendice.
When there's rebellion, God blesses.
Aunque muchas veces no es como él quisiera que fuera la bendición.
Even though many times it is not how he wants it to be.
Porque hay rebelión.
Because there's rebellion.
Go ahead.
Okay. Romans 5:14 through 19. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to
Moses. It's the same one.
It's the same. Okay, Jonah 1:1-3 says, Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them into Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
Este es el último ejemplo que les voy a dar.
This is the last example
no,
I will give you.
Hay otro todavía.
Oh no, there's still another one.
Aquí vemos también que Dios le había dado un mandamiento a Jonás.
Here we see that God had given a commandment to Jonah.
Y Jonás fue rebelde.
And Jonah was rebellious.
Y hubo consecuencias por su rebeldía.
And there was consequences for his rebellion.
Dice la palabra de Dios que él se volvió de la presencia de Dios y fue a otro lugar donde no se le había mandado que fuera.
The word of God says that he turned from the presence of God and he went somewhere else where he wasn't supposed to go.
Pero pagó caro su desobediencia.
But he paid really in a very negative way for his disobedience.
Porque estuvo dentro de un pez por 3 días y 3 noches.
Because he was in the belly of a fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
Entonces siempre hay consecuencias por la rebeldía.
There are always consequences for rebellion.
Muchas veces no queremos ver.
Many times we don't want to see.
Que hay rebeldía en las iglesias.
That there is rebellion in the church.
No queremos aceptar eso.
We don't want to accept that.
We want to see other things.
Queremos ver otras cosas.
We want to see miracles.
Queremos ver milagros.
We want to see programs.
Queremos ver programas.
A very excellent worship team.
Queremos ver excelente alabanza y adoración.
Pero muchas veces hay rebeldía.
But many times there is rebellion.
Y no se quiere ver eso.
And we don't want to see that.
No aquí en esta iglesia,
not
en
here,
otras iglesias.
In other churches.
En otras iglesias,
in
en todas
churches.
Partes hay eso,
in
casi
all
en todas partes.
Or almost all
entonces,
places.
Hay rebeldía en los hogares.
So there is rebellion in the homes.
No, los hijos no respetan a los padres.
The children or the sons and daughters don't respect their parents.
Son groseros.
They misbehave.
Hablan mal a los papás.
They answer back or talk back to their parents.
No obedecen.
They don't obey.
Quieren seguir con la corriente del mundo.
They want to go with the flow of the world.
Quieren hacer cosas que no agradan a Dios.
They want to do things that are not good unto the eyes of God.
Y son hijos o hijas rebeldes.
And they are sons and daughters that are rebellion.
Siempre hay consecuencias rebellious. Por la rebeldía.
There
siempre.
Are always consequences for rebellion.
Go ahead.
In Samuel 15:8-9, and he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, all utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatlings and the lambs and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refused that they destroyed utterly. And Samuel said, When thou as little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners of the Amalekites and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as of the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king.
A Saúl le había hablado Dios para que fuera rey de Israel.
Saul had been chosen to become king of Israel.
Tenía toda la bendición de Dios.
He had all the blessing of God.
Había sido ungido por Dios.
He had been anointed by God.
Pero él decidió ser rebelde.
But he decided to be rebellious.
Dios le dijo que quería que acabara con los amalecitas.
God told him that he wanted to finish off the Amalekites.
Porque cuando venían de Egipto,
because when they were coming from Egypt,
los amalecitas atacaron a Israel.
The Amalekites attacked Israel.
Por la retaguardia.
Through the rear end.
Yeah, rear end. Por la retaguardia, donde venían los niños,
where the children were,
las mujeres,
the women,
y los ancianos,
and the elderly.
Y a Dios nunca se le olvidó eso.
And God never forgot about that.
Entonces, llegó el día en que Dios iba a tomar venganza de eso.
And the day came when God was going to take vengeance of that.
Y se le dijo a Saúl,
and he told Saul,
de que tenía que acabar con los amalecitas, todo, that, animales, todo.
That he had to destroy the Amalekites, everything, the animals, everything.
Pero cuando Saúl fue a atacar a los amalecitas,
but when Saul went to attack them,
perdonó al rey Agag,
he forgived Agag,
perdonó y tomó lo mejor del ganado de ese pueblo.
And he took the best of the livestock.
Cuando Samuel va a hablar con Saúl,
when Samuel goes to speak with Saul,
y oye el sonido de las vacas,
and he hears the calling or the wailing of the cows,
entonces Saúl le dice, ¿qué es ese ruido que oigo?
Saul asks him, what is that noise I hear?
Entonces Saúl le dice, son el ganado mejor que traje de Amalek.
So Saul tells Samuel, it's the best of the livestock that I brought from Amalek.
Samuel, por revelación de Dios, sabía que Dios le había mandado que tenía que destruir todo.
God through, Samuel, through revelation from God, knew that Saul was sent to destroy everything.
Entonces, vienen las consecuencias.
So the consequences came.
Vienen las consecuencias por el pecado de rebeldía de Saúl.
Through the sin of rebellion of Saul.
Dios lo desecha.
God casts him aside.
No lo quita del reinado inmediatamente.
He does not remove him immediately from being king.
Pero viene una maldición sobre él y su familia.
But there is a curse that comes upon Saul and his family.
Si ustedes han leído esta historia, saben cómo murieron él y su hijo.
If you have read the story, you know how he and his son died.
Cómo él se tira sobre su propia espada.
How he throws himself upon his own sword.
Y hay más consecuencias todavía.
And there are many more consequences also. 1 Samuel 16:14, but the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
Que el Espíritu Santo se apartó de Saúl.
That the Holy Spirit went away from Saul.
A una persona que insiste en ser desobediente o rebelde.
A person that insists in being rebellious or disobedient.
El Espíritu Santo,
the Spirit of God,
se puede apartar de esa persona.
Can also be gone away from that person.
Y entonces van a estar las puertas abiertas.
And then the doors will be open.
Para que vengan otros espíritus.
So that other spirits.
Atacar esa persona.
Come and attack that person.
Va a traer enfermedad.
Sickness.
Va a traer pobreza.
Poverty.
Va a traer adulterios.
Adultery.
Va a traer fornicación.
fornication,
va a traer mucho pecado.
Many sins.
¿Por qué? Porque la persona insistió en ser rebelde.
Because the person insisted in being rebellious.
Saúl insistió en ser rebelde.
Saul insisted in being rebellious.
Este fue una demostración de su rebeldía.
This was a demonstration of his rebellion.
Pero él continuó, él persistió, él perseveró en su rebeldía.
But he continued, he persevered in his rebellion.
Después va y visita a una bruja.
Then he goes to a witch.
Entonces dice la palabra de Dios que la rebeldía es como un espíritu de brujería.
And the word of God says that the rebellion is like a spirit of witchcraft.
Es pesado ese espíritu.
It is a heavy spirit.
Si ustedes tienen hijos o los que tienen niños, ojalá que nunca tengan hijos rebeldes.
For those of you that have children, I hope you do not have rebellious children.
O sobrinos rebeldes.
Or nephews that are rebellious.
O nietos que sean rebeldes.
Or grandchildren that are rebellious.
Porque trae una carga muy pesada sobre las demás personas.
Because it brings a very heavy load onto other people.
The rest of the family.
The rest of the family.
¿Por qué? Porque hay un espíritu de rebeldía.
Because there is a spirit of rebellion.
Y existe la posibilidad.
And the possibility exists.
De que esa persona.
That person.
Va a terminar mal.
Is going to end up really bad.
Ustedes conocen a personas que han estado en la iglesia.
You have known many people that have been in church.
E insistieron en ser rebeldes.
And they insisted in being rebellious.
Cantaban en el coro.
They were part of the choir.
Enseñaban en la escuela dominical.
They would teach Sunday school.
Predicaban.
They would preach.
Pero ahora están en la cárcel.
But now they're in jail.
¿Por qué están en la cárcel?
Why?
Porque insistieron en su rebeldía, en ser rebeldes.
Because they insisted in being rebellious.
Llegó un momento en que ellos decidieron desobedecer a Dios.
There was a moment where they decided to be disobedient to God.
Hay consecuencias.
There are consequences.
Por la rebeldía.
For rebellion.
Saúl.
Saul.
Adán.
Adam.
Jonás.
Jonah.
Son únicamente unos cuantos ejemplos
are just a few examples
de las consecuencias que trae la rebeldía.
Of the consequences that rebellion brings.
Pero eso no es nuevo porque eso está pasando el día de hoy.
But that is not new because that happens today.
Usted lo único que tiene que hacer es mirar a su alrededor en el pueblo cristiano.
All you have to do is look around in the people of God.
And you can see rebellion not everywhere, but in a lot of places.
Y pueden ver la rebelión en muchas partes.
Si va a los hogares,
if you go to the homes,
puede ver a los hijos rebeldes.
You can see rebellious children.
Apartándose del Señor.
Walking away from the Lord.
Consecuencias.
Consequences.
Va a haber.
There will be.
Va a haber consecuencias.
There will be consequences.
No queremos que haya consecuencias.
We don't want there to be consequences.
Pero va a haber consecuencias.
But there will be consequences.
Amén.
Amen. 2 Timothy 3:1 through 5 says, This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away.
Va a haber personas que aparentan que son cristianos.
There will be people that seem to be Christian.
Pero son personas que están en la alabanza.
They could be people that are in worship.
Pero también usan drogas.
But they also use drugs.
Son personas que están en la alabanza.
There's people that can be in part of the worship.
Pero todos los fines de semana toman.
But all the weekends they drink.
Entonces, ¿qué es eso?
What is that?
Es una pregunta. ¿Qué es eso?
What is that?
Desobediencia. Rebelión.
Rebellion.
Eso es.
That's what it is.
Puedes ver a personas de diferentes iglesias.
You can see people from many different churches.
En el Walmart.
At Walmart.
Con la carreta llena de cerveza abajo.
With a cart full of beer on the bottom.
Puedes ver a personas que sirven a, o pueden ayudar en la iglesia dando la Santa Cena.
You may see people that serve in the church or even help with the Lord's Supper.
Pero van al restaurante y ordenan una cerveza.
But they go to a restaurant and they order a beer.
I know this kind of sermons are not very popular.
Yo sé que estos sermones no son muy populares.
But I don't care.
Pero pues no,
I'm
no
going to preach what the Lord gave me to preach. Entonces, existe la rebeldía.
Entonces, rebellion exists.
En muchas partes.
In many places.
Y la gente sabe que está mal.
And people know that they are wrong.
But they insist.
Pero ellos insisten.
En el pecado.
In sin.
Y siguen. Y siguen, y siguen pecando.
And they continue, and they continue, and they continue sinning.
Son rebeldes a los pastores.
They are rebellious to the pastors.
Si el pastor le dice a alguien, lava el baño, lo tiene que ir a lavar.
If the pastor asks someone to go clean the restroom, they have to do it.
Tiene que irlo a lavar.
They have to.
No puede ponerse a decir, ¿y por qué? ¿Y por qué esto? ¿Y por qué lo otro?
They can't start saying why, why, why this, why that.
Tiene que ir a lavarlo y punto.
They have to go clean it and that's it.
Entonces, no hay obediencia para los pastores.
There is an obedience towards the pastors.
Muchas veces se burlan de los pastores.
Many times they mock the pastors.
Cuando los pastores les dicen algo,
when the pastors say something,
se ríen de ellos.
They laugh at them.
Los ignoran.
They ignore them.
Se burlan.
They mock.
En vez de respetarlos.
Instead of respecting them.
Y obedecerlos.
And obeying them.
Se rebelan.
They rebel.
A los pastores.
Against the pastors.
Eso pasa mucho también. En esta iglesia, ¿no?
That happens a lot, but not in this church.
Hay muchos hogares.
There are many homes.
Donde los jóvenes, especialmente los adolescentes.
Where the teenagers or the teens.
Creen que los papás son hermanos de ellos.
They treat their parents as if they were siblings.
Le gritan a los papás.
They yell at their parents.
Le ordenan a los papás.
They order the parents around.
Le exigen a los papás.
They expect or they want the parents to do.
Se burlan de los padres.
They mock the parents.
Los papás le dicen algo.
Parents tell them something.
Y casi por lo regular la primera respuesta que sale de su boca es no.
And the regular response is no.
Cuando los papás le piden algo.
When the parents ask them to do
Entonces,
something.
Hay mucha rebeldía.
There is a lot of rebellion.
En la iglesia.
In the church.
En el hogar.
At home.
Amén. Que son los dos lugares más importantes.
That are the two most important places.
En el estilo de vida.
In the way of living.
De un cristiano.
Of a Christian.
El hogar y su iglesia.
And home and church.
¿Verdad? Y luego de ahí ya está el trabajo.
And then from there is work.
Y luego está la escuela.
And school.
Pero si son rebeldes en la iglesia.
But if they are rebellious at church.
Y si somos rebeldes en el hogar.
And if we are rebellious at home.
Entonces, ¿qué se puede esperar de nosotros?
Then what can be expected of us?
Eso no es nada más para los jóvenes, es para todos nosotros.
That is not just for the teenagers, that is for everyone.
Hay muchos adultos que son una cosa en la iglesia.
There are many adults that are one thing at church.
I'm not going to say names, but I know people.
No voy a decir nombres, pero conozco personas.
They're one thing in church on Sunday.
Que son una cosa el domingo.
But during the week, they are drug dealers.
Pero entre semanas son narcotraficantes.
Muchos pastores.
Many pastors.
Don't say anything.
No dicen nada.
Porque diezman mucho.
Because they tithe a lot.
Entonces, ahí hay pecado también.
And then there is sin right there.
Rebeldía.
Rebellion.
Y se contamina todo.
And everything is contaminated.
¿Verdad? Y entonces, pero lo importante de esto.
But the importance of this.
Es que cada uno de nosotros.
Is that each one of us.
Individualmente.
Individually.
Nos mantengamos en oración.
We maintain ourselves in prayer.
Que nos hagamos el propósito.
That we make it a goal.
De orar todos los días.
To pray every day.
De leer la Biblia todos los días.
To read the word every day.
De ir a la iglesia todos los domingos.
To go to church every Sunday.
Que no se me pase un día sin orar.
That not a day pass without praying.
Que no se me pase un día sin leer la Biblia.
Yeah, not a day pass without reading the word.
¿Verdad? Para que el Espíritu Santo.
So that the Holy Spirit.
Me ayude.
Helps me.
A mantenerme obediente.
To be obedient.
O sea, eso es lo que se trata.
That's what it's about.
No de lastimarnos unos a otros diciendo mucho de la desobediencia.
Not to hurt each other by talking a lot about disobedience.
Pero para nosotros ver que debemos de ser obedientes.
But for us to realize that we should be obedient.
Y mantenernos enfocados en la obediencia.
And be maintained on obedience.
Para no ser rebeldes.
To not be rebellious.
Para ser obedientes a Dios.
To see obedient to God.
Para poder ver las bendiciones en nuestras vidas.
To be able to see the blessings in our lives.
Eso es lo que se trata.
That is what it's about.
De que no seamos desobedientes.
For us not to be disobedient.
Contra Dios.
Against God.
Que nos demos cuenta que no es bueno para nosotros.
That we may realize that it's not good for us.
No importa la edad.
It doesn't matter the age.
No importa la edad. Sino que si estamos siendo desobedientes en algo.
But if we are being disobedient in something.
No sé en qué.
I don't know what.
Pero Dios sí sabe.
But God does.
Que nos pongamos a cuentas con Dios.
That we may come to account with God.
Para que pueda descansar nuestro espíritu.
So that our spirit may rest.
Y podamos ser felices.
And that we may be in happiness.
Y disfrutar de la vida cristiana.
And enjoy the Christian life.
Hay mucha gente que son cristianos.
There are many people that are Christian.
Pero no son felices.
But they are not happy.
Viven una vida de insatisfacción.
They live a life of insatisfaction.
¿Por qué? Porque no le han rendido sus vidas completamente a Jesús.
Because they haven't surrendered their entire life to Jesus.
Ahorita estaba diciendo a nuestra hermana al principio.
Our sister was saying in the beginning.
Que si una persona tiene un encuentro con el Señor Jesús.
That if a person has an encounter with Jesus Christ.
Esa persona no puede seguir siendo la misma.
That person cannot continue being the same.
Si esa persona realmente se ha rendido a Cristo.
If that person has completely surrendered to Christ.
Se van a empezar a ver los frutos.
You will see the fruits.
Poco a poco.
Little by little.
A menos.
Unless
que tenga un encuentro con Jesús,
they have an encounter with Jesus,
y lo rechace inmediatamente,
and they reject him right away.
Entonces también estoy hablando para las personas que tienen un encuentro con Jesús y que vienen buscando a Jesús.
I'm talking about the people that have an encounter with Jesus and come and look for Jesus.
Como la persona que tocó el manto de Jesús.
Like the person that touched the Lord's prayer cloth.
Los leprosos.
The lepers.
Y mucha gente.
And many people.
Que venían buscando a Jesús.
Hubo
un cambio en sus vidas.
There was a change in their lives.
Amén. Entonces, de eso es lo que se trata.
That's what it's about.
De que analicemos nuestras vidas.
That we analyze our lives.
Con la ayuda del Espíritu Santo.
With the help of the Holy
que
Spirit.
Le preguntemos al Espíritu Santo.
And then we ask the Holy Spirit.
Señor.
Lord.
¿En qué estoy siendo desobediente?
What am I being disobedient in?
¿En qué áreas de mi vida no estoy bien, aunque pretenda aparentar que estoy bien?
In what areas of my life am I pretending to be right or doing well when I'm not?
Muchas veces no necesitamos preguntarle al Espíritu Santo.
Many times we don't even need to ask the Holy Spirit.
Porque la sabemos muy bien.
Because we already know.
Entonces, hacernos el propósito.
So we should make a goal or set ourselves a goal.
Y decir,
and say,
este día,
this day,
me voy a poner a cuentas con Dios.
I will make account with God.
Rechazo todo espíritu de rebeldía en mi vida.
I reject all spirit of rebellion in my life.
Lo echo fuera de mi vida.
I cast it out of my life.
Le pido perdón a Dios.
I ask God for forgiveness.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Por cualquiera que sea la rebelión que sé que hay en mi vida.
For whatever reason there is rebellion in my life.
Y declaro libertad.
And I declare liberty.
De todo espíritu de rebeldía.
From all spirits of rebellion.
En mi vida.
In my life.
Y ese día.
And that day.
Vas a ser libre. Va a ser libre la persona.
You will be free. That person will be free.
Amén.
Amen.
Va a ser libre de ese espíritu de rebeldía. Y se va a proponer.
And that person will set upon themselves.
Se va a proponer cuidarse.
To be careful.
Cuidarse de no ofender a Dios.
To be careful of not offending God.
Todos nos seguimos equivocando.
We all continue making mistakes.
Pero el Espíritu Santo inmediatamente.
But the Holy Spirit immediately.
Trae convicción a nuestra vida.
Brings conviction to our
oramos.
Lives. We pray.
Pedimos perdón.
We ask for forgiveness.
Lloramos.
We cry.
Nos da vergüenza.
Sometimes we're ashamed.
Etcétera.
Etcétera.
Y Dios nos perdona.
And God forgives us.
Cuando la persona insiste en pecar.
When the person insists in sinning.
Es cuando hay peligro.
Is when there is danger.
Más peligro.
More danger.
Siempre hay peligro en la rebeldía.
There is always danger in rebellion.
Pero cuando la persona insiste e insiste en pecar.
But when the person insists in sinning.
el Espíritu Santo,
the Holy Spirit,
se puede ir de ahí.
May leave from there.
Se puede ir de esa persona.
He may leave that person.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Hebrews 10:30-31, "For we know him that hath said, Vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God."
Dios no puede ser burlado.
God cannot be mocked.
Lo que el hombre haga,
what man does,
Dios lo conoce.
God knows.
Dios está en todas partes.
God is everywhere.
Aún esos secretos,
even those secrets,
que tienen muchas personas,
that many people have,
y que no quiere que nadie lo sepa,
and that they don't want anyone to know about,
Dios lo sabe.
God knows.
Dios lo sabe.
God knows.
No importa la edad.
It doesn't matter the age.
Dios lo sabe.
God knows.
Y déjame decirte,
and let me tell you,
si no te arrepientes,
if you don't ask for forgiveness,
si la persona no se arrepiente,
if you don't repent,
y Dios viene,
and God comes,
esta noche,
this night,
cuidado.
Be careful.
Mucho cuidado.
Be very careful.
Mucho cuidado. Dios no puede ser burlado.
God cannot be mocked.
A la persona que insiste en pecar,
the person that insists in sinning,
Dios dice, mía es la venganza.
God says, mine is thy vengeance.
Dios es un Dios celoso.
God is a zealous God.
Dice que cosa terrible, horrenda es caer en manos de un Dios vivo.
It says that it is terrible to fall in the hands of a living God.
Con Dios no se juega.
With God, you can't play.
Cuando la persona insiste en pecar.
When the person insists in sinning.
Cuando la persona insiste en estar tomando y tomando todos los fines de semana y tomando y sirviendo en la iglesia, cuidado.
When the person insists in drinking and getting drunk every weekend and continues to serve in church, be careful.
Porque las consecuencias pueden ser terribles.
Because the consequences can be terrible.
Dios no puede ser burlado.
God cannot be mocked.
Que siempre tengan ustedes en sus mentes, Dios no puede ser burlado.
May you always have that in mind, that God cannot be mocked.
Dios no puede ser burlado.
God cannot be mocked.
Dios no puede ser burlado.
God cannot be mocked.
Pero siempre hay una puerta abierta.
But there is always an open door.
Por la misericordia de Dios.
Through the mercy of God.
Es ir ante Dios.
Is to go unto God.
Ir a los pies de la cruz.
Go to the feet of the cross.
And ask for forgiveness.
Y pedir perdón.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Cualquier cosa que hayas hecho.
Whatever it is that you have done.
Si ha habido rebelión constante.
If there has been constant rebellion.
En alguna área de la vida.
In any area of your life.
Es tiempo de cortar.
It is time to stop.
Y Dios perdona.
And God forgives.
Porque Él es misericordioso.
Because He is a God of mercy.
Lo que quiere Dios es que abramos los ojos.
God wants us to. For us to open our eyes.
Y que nos demos cuenta.
And to realize.
De que necesitamos arrepentirnos.
That we need to repent.
Y vamos a disfrutar.
And we will enjoy.
Las bendiciones de Dios.
The blessings of God.
Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 5:14-20. "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all the things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Hay muchas personas.
There are many people.
Cristianas,
Christian people,
en todas partes,
in many places,
que parece que estuvieran dormidas,
that seem as if they were asleep,
parece que van,
they seem like they go,
y vienen,
and they come.
Muchas personas están en pecado,
many people are in sin,
pero ya no sienten nada,
they don't feel anything anymore.
Ya no sienten remordimientos.
They don't feel remorse.
Porque están en pecado.
Because they are in sin.
Pero hay alguien.
But there is someone.
Que les tiene que decir.
That has to tell them.
Y ese.
And that.
Eso somos nosotros.
Those people are ourselves.
No los podemos dejar así.
We can't leave them like that.
Tenemos que ayudarlos.
We have to help them.
Con amor.
With love.
Pero necesitamos hablar con ellos.
We need to talk to them.
No los podemos dejar así.
We can't let them be that
porque
way.
Eso no le agrada a Dios.
Because that is not good unto the eyes
porque
of
no
God.
Son ovejas de nosotros.
Because they aren't sheep of ours.
Son ovejas de Jesús.
They are sheep of Jesus.
Y necesitamos hablarles.
And we need to speak to them.
Necesitamos hablarles.
We need to talk
con
to them.
Cuidado.
With, being careful.
Con cariño.
With care.
Con amor.
With love.
Pero se necesita hablarles.
But we need to speak
no
to
es
them.
Posible.
It is not possible
que una persona esté en pecado
for a person to be in sin
y nadie le diga nada.
And no one to not tell them
todo el mundo
anything.
Lo sepa.
Everyone else knows it.
Pero nadie dice nada.
But nobody says anything.
Y lo deja seguir así.
And you let that person be.
No hay bendición
there isn't blessing
cuando Dios nos ve hacer esas cosas.
When God sees us do those things.
Debemos orar primero.
We should pray first.
Pedirle al Espíritu Santo
ask the Holy Spirit
que nos dé las palabras
to give us the correct words
y acercarnos a esa persona.
And to go to that person.
To get close to that person. And to talk to that person.
Y hablar
with
con
love.
Esa persona con amor.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
Ezekiel 18:21-32. But if the wicked will turn from all his sins that he hath committed and keep all my statutes and do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he hath committed, they shall not be mentioned unto him. In his righteousness that he hath done, he shall live. Have I not any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and doeth according to all the abominations that the wicked man doeth, shall he live? All his righteousness that he hath done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he hath trespassed, and in his sin that he hath sinned, in them shall he die. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and dieth in them, for is it iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive.
This is the longer version because I have a shorter one and they put the longer one. Sorry, but I think the Lord is trying to tell us something, maybe, because I deleted many scriptures to make it shorter, but they put the longer one.
Pues, yo había borrado muchas escrituras para hacerlo más corto, pero pues por algo salió esta escritura más larga.
Si hay un hombre que es recto ante Dios,
if there is a man that is righteous unto God,
y siempre ha sido recto
and
ante
he
Dios,
has always been righteous unto God,
toda su vida ha sido recto ante
all
Dios,
all his life he had been righteous
to God,
to God,
before God. Pero un día,
but one day,
un día,
just one day,
decide rebelarse ante Dios.
He decides to become rebellious unto God.
E insiste en rebelarse ante Dios.
And insists in being rebellious to God.
Esa persona,
that person,
nada le cuenta,
nothing counts,
lo que hizo para atrás,
what he has done before,
qué tan recto fue en su vida,
how righteous he was in his life.
Lo que importa,
what matters,
es el día de hoy,
is today,
el día de hoy,
today.
No el día de ayer.
Not yesterday.
El día de hoy.
Today.
El día de hoy. Amén. El día de hoy. El día de hoy. Today. Lo que hizo en el pasado no cuenta.
What he did in the past doesn't count.
Si se rebela ante Dios.
If he rebels against God.
Si una persona ha sido una persona pecadora toda su vida.
If a person has been a sinner all of his life.
Toda su vida.
All of his life.
Pero un día.
But one day.
Decide.
Decides.
Volverse a Dios.
To go unto God.
Esa persona,
that person,
es justificada,
is justified,
es perdonada.
Is forgiven.
Si esa persona va ante Cristo,
if that person goes unto Christ,
todos nosotros, los que estamos aquí,
all of us here,
éramos esa persona,
we were that person,
que vivíamos en pecado,
we lived in sin,
pero un día decidimos volver nuestros ojos hacia Cristo.
But one day we decided to turn our sight unto God.
Y ahora tenemos vida.
And now we have life.
Pero antes teníamos muerte.
But before we had death.
Pero ninguno de los que estamos aquí.
But neither of any or anyone here.
Está exento.
Is exempt.
De caer.
Of falling.
Como dice Pablo.
Like Paul said.
Si alguien.
If someone.
Se aparta.
Walks away.
Esa persona.
That person
encontrará la muerte.
Will find death.
Porque dice la palabra de Dios.
Because the word of God says,
porque apartados de mí.
Because away from me,
nada podéis hacer.
There is nothing you can do.
Él es la vid verdadera.
He is the life.
Nosotros somos los pámpanos.
We are the palms, the branches.
Necesitamos estar unidos a Él.
We need to be Amen. United to him.
Entonces es importante que cada día vigilemos nuestras vidas.
It is important that we take account of our lives.
Every day.
Every day.
Debemos estar pendientes de eso.
We should be concerned about
that. Go ahead.
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Porque la paga del pecado es muerte, mas la dádiva de Dios es vida eterna en Cristo Jesús, Señor nuestro. Amén. ¿Cuál es la paga del pecado?
What is the wage of sin?
La muerte.
The death.
La rebelión.
Rebellion.
Si hay alguien en rebelión,
if there is someone that is rebellious,
en tu familia,
in your family,
quizá no eres tú.
Maybe it isn't you.
Maybe it's not me.
A lo mejor no soy yo.
Pero hay alguien en tu familia que tú sabes que está siendo rebelde ante Dios.
But there is someone in your family that you know is being rebellious unto God.
Haz guerra espiritual por esa persona.
Do spiritual war for Amen. That person.
Ponte a ayunar.
Fast.
Háblale.
Speak to that person.
Léele la Biblia.
Read the Bible to that person.
Ámalo.
Love that person.
Muéstrale amor.
Show that person love.
Dile lo que Jesús hizo en la cruz del Calvario por él o por ella.
Tell him what Jesus Christ did for him or for her.
Amén. Se la tienes que arrebatar al diablo para atrás, a esa persona.
You have to snatch that person out of the devil's hands.
Tienes que traerla para atrás.
You have to bring him back.
No te quedes viendo ahí nada más.
Don't just sit and watch.
Lo que está pasando.
What is going on.
Haz algo.
Do something.
Amén.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Revelation 2, 4-5 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
Dice la palabra de Dios.
The word of God says.
Dice la palabra de Dios que esa persona ha dejado su primer amor.
That person has left his or her first love.
Por eso esa persona le dan ganas de volver a tomar.
That's why that person feels like drinking again.
Por eso esa persona le dan ganas de volver a fumar.
That's why that person feels their urge to smoke again.
Por eso esa persona le dan ganas de salir con aquella muchacha que no es su esposa.
That's why sometimes that person has a desire to go with that other girl that's not his wife.
Por eso esa mujer le echa ojitos a aquel hombre que no es su esposo.
That's why that woman looks at that other man who isn't her husband.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque ha dejado ese primer amor por Cristo.
Because they have left the first love of Christ.
Se ha empezado a enfriar.
They had become cold.
Por algún motivo u otro.
For one reason or another.
Lo más probable.
What is most possible.
Es que haya entrado un espíritu de rebeldía en su vida.
Is that a spirit of rebellion has come into
life. De desobediencia a Dios.
Of disobedience to God.
Porque cuando hay obediencia a Dios.
Because when there is obedience to God.
Cada día,
every day,
la persona está fuerte espiritualmente
the person is strong spiritually,
y la persona es vencedora.
And the person overcomes.
Dios le da la victoria
God gives that person
ante
victory
cualquier tentación.
Against any temptation.
Nada la aparta de Cristo.
Nothing takes them away
nada
from Jesus.
Aparta a la persona de Cristo.
Nothing makes that person come away from Jesus.
Pero dice la Biblia
but the Bible says
que el diablo anda como león rugiente.
That the devil is like a lion.
Anda como león rugiente.
He's like a lion ready to devour.
¿Y a quién se va a devorar ese león primero?
And who is that lion going to devour first?
A la oveja más débil.
The sheep that is the weakest.
A la más fuerte, ¿no?
Not the strongest one.
Porque la más fuerte cuando lo vea va a brincar y va a huir.
Because the strongest one when it sees the lion is going to run.
Pero la débil ahí se va a quedar o no va a tener tiempo de escapar.
But the weak one is going to stay there or will not have the time to escape.
Gloria a Dios.
Revelation 3:16-21 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.
Qué bonito.
This is beautiful.
Amén.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Qué bonito. ¿Saben qué me gusta?
You know what I like?
Que a lo mejor muchos de ustedes.
That many of you.
Tal vez no.
Perhaps not.
Están pensando.
Are thinking.
Uy, qué largo.
This is long.
¿Cómo son escrituras?
These are a lot of scriptures.
Qué bueno que no.
Good. That's
porque
a good thing if you're not.
Eso es lo que Dios quiere.
Because that's what God wants.
Que escuches escrituras.
That you listen to scriptures.
Que no pienses que sabes todo.
That you not think that you know everything.
Porque no sabemos nada.
Because we don't know anything at
all. O sabemos poco en realidad.
Or we know very few.
Amén. Dice aquí la palabra de Dios que si le abremos la puerta a nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
the word of God says that if we open the door to Jesus,
entonces nos sentaremos con Él a comer.
We will sit with Him and
amén. Y un día estaremos con Él en el cielo.
And one day we will be with Him in heaven.
Él está tocando a nuestra puerta todos los días en la mañana cuando nos despertamos.
He is knocking at our door every morning when we wake up.
Él lo que quiere que hagas primero es que ores.
The first thing He wants you to do is to pray.
Que platiques con Él.
To talk to Him.
Y que tengas un buen día.
And to have a good day.
Porque ya empezaste el día bien.
Because you already began the day the right way.
Probablemente ese día no vas a ser desobediente.
Probably that day you won't be disobedient.
El diablo no se te va a acercar.
The devil won't come near to you.
Porque vas a estar lleno de la unción de Dios.
Because you will be anointed by God.
Lleno del Espíritu Santo.
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
Te va a sacar la vuelta.
He will go around you.
Porque si se te acerca va a caer al suelo.
Because if he comes close to you, he's going to fall.
Amén.
Amen.
Gloria a Dios.
Revelation 22:14-15 said, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, and that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie."
Amén, gloria a Dios. Los que son bendecidos, los que obedecen las escrituras.
The ones that are blessed are those that obey the scriptures.
Los que obedecen la palabra de Dios.
Those that obey the word of God.
Las personas rebeldes.
The rebellious people.
En el hogar.
At home.
En el trabajo.
At work.
En la iglesia.
At church.
Esas personas no son bendecidas.
They are not blessed.
No hay bendición para una persona rebelde.
There isn't blessing for a rebellious person.
No hay bendición, hay sufrimiento.
There is suffering.
Hay congoja.
There is troublesome.
No hay paz.
There isn't peace.
¿Cuántos de ustedes quieren tener paz en sus corazones?
How many of you want peace in your hearts?
Lo más fácil para tener paz en tu corazón, sé obediente a Dios.
The easiest thing for you to have peace in your heart is to be obedient to God.
Si eres obediente a Dios, tu alma va a estar en paz.
If you are obedient to God, your soul is going to be in peace.
Tu corazón va a estar en paz.
Your heart's going to be at peace.
Amén, gloria a Dios.
Ephesians 2:1-10 says,
just go ahead because there are too many.
Okay.
Dale otra, verás ahí, por favor. Go ahead.
Another one? Yeah. That one.
Okay, the previous one. It's because it keeps going about rebellion, and I think God, not me, God has made the point, you know, that we need to think about rebellion.
Y ya el punto, Dios ya hizo el punto hacia lo que es la rebelión. Entonces vamos a continuar
en nuestros corazones,
con otra cosa.
La rebelión en nuestras vidas.
Rebellion in our hearts. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For
porque hay muchas escrituras, cientos de escrituras,
because there are many scriptures
que hablan acerca de la rebeldía,
that talk against rebellion,
y nos podemos estar aquí toda la noche,
and we can be here all night.
Pero lo importante,
but the important is,
es que cada uno de nosotros,
each one of us,
cuando nos vayamos,
when we leave,
no si ella es rebelde,
not if she's
o ella es rebelde,
or she is rebellious,
o él es rebelde,
or he is rebellious.
¿Cómo estoy yo ante
How
Dios?
Am I unto the eyes of God?
¿Soy acepto ante Dios?
Am I accepted
¿Es
unto
mi
God?
Vida acepta ante Dios?
Is my God, my life accepted unto God?
¿Se complace Dios con todo lo que hay en mi vida?
Is God happy with what is in my life?
¿O hay cosas en mi vida
or are there things in my life
que no le agradan a Dios
that aren't good unto God
y que han estado ahí
and that have been there
y no he hecho nada?
And I haven't done anything.
Entonces necesitamos de decir, ahora es el día.
That is when we need to say, today is the day.
Ahora es la noche.
Tonight is the night.
Esta noche,
this night,
yo me pongo de rodillas,
I will kneel,
o acostado,
or lay down,
o boca abajo,
or facing
o
down,
como tú quieras,
or however you want.
Pero esta noche,
but this night,
yo voy a entregarle a Dios,
I am going to surrender to God,
esas cosas,
those things,
que yo sé que le ofenden.
That I know that offend him.
Si no hay cosas que ofenden a Dios en tu vida,
if there aren't things that offend God in your life,
sigue adelante,
keep on going,
Pídele a Dios
que te
traiga a tu mente
to bring to your mind
gente
people
que tú conoces
that you might know
que están en rebelión
that are in rebellion
contra los padres,
against parents,
contra Dios,
against God,
contra los pastores en la iglesia,
against the pastors at church,
y ora por ellos.
And pray for them.
Ora por ellos.
Pray for them.
Amén.
Amen. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
Porque Dios no nos ha dado un espíritu de temor y cobardía, sino un espíritu de poder y dominio propio. Amén. Eso es lo que quiere Dios, que tengamos dominio propio.
That is Amén. What God wants for us to have self-control.
Que tengamos temor de Dios.
That we be fearful of God. Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed."
Me gusta como dice en español.
I like how it says in Spanish.
Porque dice.
Because it says.
Porque dice aquí, "Mas el herido fue por nuestras rebeliones." In español, it says rebellion. Right there it says transgressions in the English version. But in Spanish it says rebellion. Mas el herido fue por nuestras rebeliones. Molido por nuestros pecados, el castigo de nuestra paz fue sobre él. Que pensemos nosotros.
That we may think.
Si él ya llevó.
If he already carried.
Mis pecados.
Our sins.
Si él fue golpeado.
If he was beaten.
Por mis rebeliones.
For my rebellion.
¿Por qué insisto
Why would I insist
en ser rebelde?
In being rebellious?
Tengo que pensar en lo que sufrió Jesús en la cruz.
I have to think of what Jesus suffered on the cross.
Que no puedo seguir azotándolo.
That I can't keep beating him.
Que no puedo seguir lastimándolo más.
That I can't keep hurting him anymore.
Porque cada vez que soy rebelde,
Because every time that I'm rebellious,
ofendo a Dios.
I offend God.
Ofendo al Espíritu Santo.
I offend the Holy Spirit.
Lastimo al Espíritu Santo.
I hurt the Holy Spirit.
Tengo que parar.
I have to stop.
Dios quiere que paremos de ser rebeldes.
God wants us to stop being rebellious.
No sé por qué no hay jóvenes.
I don't know why there aren't any teenagers.
Pero Dios sabe por qué estamos los que estamos aquí.
But God knows why we are here, the ones that are here.
Porque mi carne me dice.
Because my flesh tells me.
Deberían de estar los jóvenes, necesitan oír esto.
There should be teenagers here, they need to hear this.
Pero no están.
But they're not here.
Porque están.
Because they are.
Los que Dios quiere que estuvieran
Because
esta noche aquí.
Here are the ones that God wants to be here at this night.
Él quiere que todos estén aquí.
He wants everyone to be here.
Pero están aquí los que fueron obedientes al Espíritu Santo.
But the ones that are here are the ones that were obedient to the Holy Spirit.
Cuando el Espíritu Santo te dijo hay servicio esta noche.
When the Holy Spirit told you there's service tonight.
Amén, gloria a Dios.
Amen, glory to God. Proverbs 19:23 says, "The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil."
Debemos tener temor de Dios.
We should be fearful of God.
Y nada malo te pasará.
And nothing bad will happen to you.
Debes cuidar tu salvación.
You should be careful of your salvation.
You should take care of your salvation. Amén. Cuídate.
Be careful.
Cuidémonos todos.
Take care of yourselves. Take care of ourselves, everyone.
Cuídense. Mi deseo
My desire
es que todos ustedes sean felices.
Is that you all be happy.
El deseo de los pastores.
The desire of the pastors.
Porque lo puedes sentir.
Because you can feel it.
Es que todos los que venimos a la iglesia
Is that everyone that comes to church,
seamos felices.
That we are happy.
Que seamos obedientes.
That we are obedient.
A Dios.
To God.
Para que vivamos
so that we may live
con bendición
with blessing
y en victoria.
And in victory.
Eso es todo.
That's it.
Que cuidemos nuestras vidas.
That we may take care of our lives.
Yo quiero que cierres sus ojos en esta tarde.
I want you to close your eyes in this evening.
Y que repita conmigo.
And to repeat.
En esta tarde.
In this evening.
Yo declaro.
I declare.
Ante Dios.
Unto God.
Que voy a ser una persona obediente.
That I will be an obedient person.
Que voy a tener temor de Dios.
That I will be fearful of the Lord.
Que voy a ser obediente a Dios.
That I will be obedient to God.
Que voy a ser obedientes a mis pastores.
That I will be obedient to my pastors.
Que voy a ser obediente a mi esposa.
That I will be obedient to my wife.
Que voy a ser obediente a mi esposo.
That I will be obedient to my husband.
Que voy a ser obediente a mis padres.
That I will be obedient to my parents.
Voy a ser una persona obediente.
I will be an obedient person.
Todo espíritu de rebeldía.
All spiritual rebellion.
Que es como hechicería.
That is like witchcraft.
Lo ato.
We tie it.
Lo echamos fuera.
We cast it out.
En el nombre poderoso.
In the powerful name.
De Cristo Jesús.
Of Jesus Christ.
Declaro bendición.
We declare blessings.
Sanidad.
Healing.
Sobre mi vida.
Over my life.
Cobertura divina.
A covering of blessing.
Con la sangre preciosa.
By the wonderful blood of Jesus.
Y por el Espíritu Santo.
And the Holy Spirit.
Sobre mi vida.
Over my life.
Declaro bendición.
I declare blessing.
Sobre mis hijos.
Over my children.
Sobre mi familia.
Over my family.
Sobre mi esposa.
Over my wife.
Sobre mi esposo.
Over my husband.
Sobre mis hijos.
Over my children.
Sobre mis padres.
Over my parents.
En este momento declaro bendición.
In this moment I declare
blessing. En el nombre de Jesús de Nazaret.
In Jesus of Nazareth's name.
Y echo fuera
and I cast out
todo espíritu de rebeldía,
all spirit of rebellion,
de mi familia,
from my family,
de mis hijos,
from my children,
de mis hijas,
from my daughters,
de mis nietos,
from my grandchildren,
de mis nietas,
from my granddaughters,
de toda mi familia,
from all of my family,
porque el diablo no tiene parte ni suerte,
because Satan has no part
con nosotros,
with us.
Porque le pertenecemos
a
Cristo Jesús.
To Jesus Christ.
Hemos sido comprados con la sangre preciosa de Jesús de Nazaret.
Of Jesus of Nazareth.
Bendice, Señor, a tu pueblo.
Bless, Lord, your people.
Y enséñanos, Espíritu Santo,
and show us, Holy Spirit,
a ser obedientes a tu voz
to be obedient to your word.
Cada día de nuestras vidas.
Every day of our life.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Amén, amén. Dele un aplauso al Señor. Amén. Gloria a Dios.
Hallelujah, that was a good word. Amen. It just hurts good, huh? You know, just a question. If God's calling us to pray and we turn around and do something else, what is that? If God speaks to our hearts, witness to that person, talk to that person, and we don't, what is that? You know, we can make all kinds of excuse, but God wants our ear, he wants our heart, and he wants us to hear his voice and be instantly obedient to him. Amen. That's the truth. Amen. Remember that this weekend we have a special speaker with us, Johnny Rowlett. He'll be here in the morning and in the evening. It's a good time to invite people. It's just going to be a real good time. Amen. The Lord bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week.